The Walden Arts Center, like so many other venues, had to cut short its 2020 season. Today, Walden Arts Center begins releasing its schedule for the 2021-22 season. The Broadway season, including Hamilton, had been announced a few months ago. Recently, we invited Scott Galbraith, the Vice President of Programming and Executive Producer at Walden Arts Center, and Jennifer Ross, the Director of Programming at Walden Arts Center, to our studio to give us an idea of what's coming up. The season was constructed during the end of the last surge of the virus, and so was backloaded. More performances later in the traditional season than usual to allow for more time for COVID-19 to hopefully dissipate. Today, tickets are available for the Starlight Jazz Club series and the West Street Live series. We begin our series of previews with a look at West Street Live, which includes familiar names like Daryl Scott and Ray Bonneville, but Jennifer Ross tells us some not as familiar names as well.
So Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem, they're coming back. This will be their third trip to Fayetteville. We have had them for Artisphere in the past. And the first time I saw Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem was at Birdland in New York for an arts presenters conference. And Ronnie was like 8.5 months pregnant. She's got this amazing voice. And now Quinn has graduated high school and is about to go to college.
Oh, wow. But
they are a great band. They're one of those Americana bands that you just get sucked into their music.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million ways to be. Know that there are. If you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. There's a million ways to go.
It's uplifting. It's mostly original music that the band has written. They're all songwriters. Ronnie and her husband Scott. Ronnie sings and plays violin. Scott is the percussionist, and he plays the Drumship Enterprise, which is a found object percussion set. So it's boxes and luggage and tin cans and things like that. So it's a great sound. And then the other two guys that have played with them for years are just extraordinary musicians. And their music is just fun. I love it. Wild Ponies is another great band. They've been around for a lot of years.
She don't pay no mind to the birds out on the line. Just sits and bites her time. She ain't got nothing to say. Stay out of her way. Mama bird, mama bird, mama bird. Mean old mama bird.
I just stumbled upon their music, and they're fun singer-songwriters. They're coming out of Nashville, and it's a husband-wife team with a third, and I can't remember what the third person plays now. Today is not the day that I'm going to remember that. So, but a great band, and I'm really excited that Ray Bonneville and Daryl Scott are coming.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. I got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drank nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. It's a hard times in my neighborhood. But why can't every day be just this good?
An American Patchwork Quartet. I want to tell you a little bit about them. They are four amazing musicians who reflect the patchwork of the United States now. They're from four different backgrounds. The singer is Falu, who we actually had,
yes,
or we were supposed to have for Mosaics two,
yes,
years ago. And they incorporate the sound of their traditional music into traditional American music. So think of the song Shenandoah, mm-hmm. and then pair that with the vocalizations that you might hear out of India. And put those things together, and it becomes this patchwork wow. of music that is tremendous. So it's going to be a really, really fun and interesting show, just experiencing what those four musicians do together.
Jennifer Ross is Director of Programming at Walton Arts Center, and she helped us preview the Walton Arts Center's West Street Live series that's part of the 2021-22 Walton Arts Center season. Tomorrow, more previews with Jennifer and Scott Galbraith, the Vice President of Programming and Executive Producer at Walton Arts Center. That's on tomorrow's show at noon and 7. This is a Tuesday edition of Ozarks at Large.